This is the Rashi Rounder for Parshas Vayeshev. We're starting from the second pasuk in the parsha, Perek Lamed Zayin pasuk Beis. Ela Toldos Yaakov. These are the Toldos of Yaakov. Yosef ben Shva Asrei Shana. Hayoroes Achav Batzon. Behunaris Bnei Bilha Vesbnei Zilpa Neshe Aviv. Yosef was 17 years old and was shepherding with his brothers with the sheep. And he was a nar, a young man, together with the sons of Bilha and Zilpa, who were the wives of his father. And he brought the bad reports about his brothers to their father. Rashi, Ela Toldos Yaakov, Ela Shel Toldos Yaakov. These are some of the generations of Yaakov. Ela Yeshuvayim, the Gilgulayim, Achebo Lechlal Yishuv. These are the comings and goings until they came to a settlement. Siva Rishona, Yosef Ben Shavasar. The first number one reason for all this craziness is Yosef was 17 years old. He's the one who caused him to go down to Mitzrayim. Zehu achar yishuv pshuto shel mikra lios davar dibor alofanav. This is just how you can explain the simple meaning of the words. Midrash Agada Dorish, and the Midrash says, Tola hakosav toldos Yaakov bi Yosef bnei kamadvarim. Yosef was considered the main tolda of Yaakov for a few reasons. Acha shekol atzmo shel Yaakov lo avar eitzel lavan ela berachel. The main reason that he worked for Yaakov was so that he could marry Rachel. V'shahaya ziv ukonin shel Yosef domelo, and they looked very similar to one another. Kol masha ira li Yaakov ira li Yosef, and they also lived similar lives in terms of what happened to them. Ze noshtam ze noshtam ze achiv mevakish lahorgo ze achav mevakshim lahorgo. Right, this one each one had to go run away and or taken away. And each one had brothers who wanted to kill him. V'chein harbei b'reishis rabin. There's a bigger list in the Medrash. V'od nidrash bo. Further, it's darshaned over there. Vayeshev. What does it mean, Vayeshev Yaakov, in the previous pasuk? Bikesh Yaakov leshev b'shalva. Yaakov wanted to sit in peace. He wanted to live off the end of his days in peace with his beautiful family. Kofatz alav rogzo shel Yosef. Right, and then this horrible incident with Yosef jumped upon him. Tzadikim mevakshim leishiv v'shalva. Tzadikim want to live in peace. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo dayon letzadikim mashem mesukan lahem lo lamapa. Is it not enough for tzadikim that they're going to be set up in the world to come? Elishim mevakshim leishiv v'shalva b'olam hazeh. They also want to live in peace in this world. So Hashem was not having any of it, and he put him through this trial and tribulation. Zira maskel v'hu na'ar. He was a boy, a young man. Shaya Osamaisa Narus, he acted like a teenager, Misakin Besairo, he was fixing his hair, Mamashmesh Bainab, he was fixing his eyes, Kadesha Yiya Nira Yafa. So he would look nice. Esbine Bilha, Koloma Virugil, Eitzel Bine Bilha, used to hang out with the sons of Bilha. Vishahayu Achim Mavazin Osan, Uhumakarvan. His brothers would make fun of them, and he would bring them close to him. Esdi Basan Ra'a, their bad reports. Kol Ra Shahaya Roab Achiv Bine Leya. Anything bad that he saw amongst the sons of Leah, he would tell his father. He told them they were eating avadim, and they were disgracing their brothers from the shvachos, calling them servants. They were suspected of gilei arayos. And because of these three things, Yosef was hit back. When the brothers sold Yosef, they shechted a goat, says the pasuk. They didn't eat it. Chai. Of Aldiba, Shesiper, Aleim, Shekorin, Lachem, Avadim, Le'eved, Nimkar, Yosef. And he was sold as an Eved because he told on them that they were calling them Avadim. Vala Ros, Arayos, sorry, Shesiper, Aleim. He told that they were Chashid al Arayos. Batisa, Eshes, Adonav. That's why he was suspected of sin with Eshes Potiphar. And we'll move on to the next pasuk. Pasuk of Yisrael ahavis Yosef mikol banav ki ben zekunim hulo. Yisrael loved Yosef more than the rest of, or from among all of his sons, because he was his ben zekunim. Vasalo ksones pasim, and he made a ksones pasim for him. So what does ben zekunim mean? Says Rashi, shenolad lo lezik nuso. Simply put, he was born to him when in his older age. Vauncles tirgim bar chakim hule. He was his wise son. Kol mashalaman misham, mishem ve'ever masalo. Everything he learned from Yeshiva Shem ve'ever, he gave over to Yosef. Davar achash ayaziv okinun shelo domelo. As we said previously, they looked alike. Fine. Moving to pasuk dalid. Vayiru echav ki oso ahav avihem mikol achav. His brother saw that he was beloved from amongst all the brothers. Vayisnu also, and they hated him. Below yachlu dabiro l'shalom. They were not able to speak to him peacefully. Rashi mitoch genusam lamanu shvacham. We learn their praise from amidst their disgrace. Shelo dibru achas bepev achas b'lev. They could not act one way and feel another in their heart. They didn't like him, and therefore they didn't act like they did. They simply did not speak to him at all. Now skipping to pasuk Yud vayisaper el aviv el achiv vayig arbo aviv. This is that Yosef told over his dreams to his father and to his brothers, and his father rebuked him. Vayomer lo ma chalom hazeh asher chalamta. What is this dream that you have dreamed? Havo navo ani v'yemecha v'achecha l'shtachavos l'cha artza. What, I, your mother, and your brothers are going to come bow down to you, to the ground? So Rashi, havo navo v'halo imcha kvar mesa. Your mother already died. V'hu lo haya yodeh ashadvar magiyin lebila. Yaakov didn't realize that this could apply to Bila as well. She gidalto, she helped raise him, ke'imo, like his mother. Rabosein olamdu mikan, she'in chalom b'dvol dvarim b'talim. Or you could, the Chacham said based on this, there every dream has some nonsense in it. V'yaakov niskavin lahotzi adavar milev banav shelo yikanu. Yaakov's whole intention was that his brothers shouldn't be upset at him. L'kachne amar lo havonavo. That's why he said, this is nonsense. K'shem she'iyev shar b'imecha, Kach hashar batel. Just as your mother won't be able to be there, so too the rest of the dreams should be considered dvarim b'talim as well. So pasuk yud aleph, vaykanu boecha v'aviv shamaras hadavar. His brothers were jealous of him, and his father guarded the matter. So what does it mean shamaras hadavar? Rashi hayamamtin umitzapem masayavo. He believed the dreams, and he wanted to see when it was going to come true. V'chein shomer amunim, v'chein lo sishmor alchata. See lo samtin. Right, so he shows a couple of times in Tanakh where Lashon Shmira is Lashon of waiting and seeing when it was going to happen. Now we're going to Pasuk Yud Dalet. Vayomer lo, lech na re'eh shlom achecha v'eshlom hatzon. He said, Yaakov says to Yosef, go see how your brothers are doing and how the sheep are doing. Vashiveni davar, and tell me what's going on. Vayishlacheyu me'emek chevron v'yavo shchema. So he sent him from the valley of Chevron and he went to Shchem. So Rashi, v'yavo Shchema, makom mucham leparanus. Shchem is always a place where bad things happen to the Jews. Sham kilkulu ashvatim. That's where the shvatim sold Yosef. Sham inu as Dina. That's where Dina was taken and afflicted. Sham nilkacha malchus nechlacha malchus based David. That's where the malchus was split. Shenemar vayilech rechavam Shchema. Rechavam went to Shchem. Bad things always happen in Shchem. Now we're moving to pasuk chaf dalid. So this is after Yosef came to the brothers. They took off his coat and they put him into Vayikahu. They took him Vayishlicho so Habor. They put him into the boar. Habor reik ein bo mayim, and the boar was empty. It had no water in it. Mimash Meshenemer says Rashi. Habor reik ein yodesh ein bo mayim. Famous question: do I not know there was no water in it? It was empty. Ma Talmud Lomar ein bo mayim ein bo aval nechashim vakravim yesh bo. There was no mayim, but there were snakes and scorpions in there. Pasuk Chafei, Vayeshivu lechol lechem, they sat down to eat, Vayesu einehem vayiru v'hinei orchas Yishmaelim ba'ah migilad. There was a caravan of Yishmaelim coming from Gilad, ugmalehem nosim necho'os etzri v'alod v'holchim lahorid Mitzrayim. And their camels were carrying various spices, and they were going down to, and they were bringing them down to Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, ugmalehem nosim. Lama pirsim akasim es masam. Why do we care what they were carrying? Why does the Torah tell us this? Lahodia matan scharm shel tzadikim, to tell us the reward of tzadikim. She'ein darkam shel aravim laseis. These was not normally what these particular Arabs were carrying on their camels. Ela neft, what they normally carry, neft v'taron shereichan ra, right? Itron and raif and like kerosene. These things smell bad. Ulezet nizdamnu b'shemayim shelo yuzach mereichan ra. This was sent in a shemayim so that Yosef should not have to deal with the bad smell while he was being taken down to Mitzrayim. Small things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to send a message to Yosef. Pasuk Chav Ches, Vayavru Anashim Midyanim Socharim. These Midianite people who were merchants, they went, they passed by. Vayim Shechu Vayalu Es Yosef Min Abor Vayim Kuru Es Yosef Leshmeilim Vashim Kesem. They took Yosef out of the boar, and they sold him to the Ishmaelim for 20 silvers. Vayaviu es Yosef Mitzrayim, and they brought Yosef to Mitzrayim. So it's a little bit unclear over here who actually took Yosef out of the boar and sold him. So Rashi, Vayavru, Anashim Midyanim, So Rashi says the reason it's so unclear is because Yosef was not sold just to the Ishmaelim. He was sold a few times before he made it down to Mitzrayim. So Vayimshechu is going back on, says Rashi, Bnei Yaakov is Yosef ben Abor. The Bnei Yaakov, his brothers, took him out of the bar. Vayimkaru la Ishmaelim. They sold him to the Ishmaelim. Vayishmaelim the Midyanim. Vayimidyanim la Mitzrayim. The Ishmaelim sold him to the Midyanim, and the Midyanim sold him out to Mitzrayim. That is one way to learn it. You look around, Ibn Ezra has a famous comment over here, I believe. It's worth taking a look at as well. But this is Shitas Rashi. Pasuk Lamed Hey. Vayakumu kol banav kol benosav. This is after Yaakov was told that Yosef was gone. He came to that conclusion on his own. And all of his sons and daughters got up lenachamo to console him. Vayamayim lehisnachim. He refused to be consoled. Vayomer, and he said, Ki ered al bini avel sheola. I'm going to go down to Gehenim as an avel for my son. Vayif goso aviv. And his father cried for him. So Rashi over here has a number of important comments, because who were all of these sons and daughters who got up to console him? So V'chol b'nosav, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achayos t'umos noldum kol shevet v'shevet v'nosum. Each shevet had a twin sister, and they got married. They married them. Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Kananios hayu. No, they were regular Kanani women who were married to his sons. Elamahu v'chol b'nosav, Kalosav. They were his daughters-in-law. People sometimes call their sons-in-law son and their daughters-in-law daughter. But he refused to be consoled. A person cannot be consoled for someone who's really alive, even if he thinks they're dead. Because existentially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't put a gzera into the Bria that people should forget about live people, only for dead people. And the last Rashi on the Pasuk, Vayev Oso Aviv, his father cried for him. So this is not referring to Yaakov, says Rashi. Yitzchak, Hayabochim, Minit Saraso Shel Yaakov. Yitzchak was crying because of the pain that Yaakov was in. Avalohaya Mis Abel, he was not mourning Yosef, Shal Yodeshu Chai. He knew that Yosef was still alive, right? Medrash explains further. He didn't want to tell him because Hashem wasn't revealing it to him. That's what Rashi is alluding to over here. Okay, now we're going to move over to Pasuk Perek Lamed Ches Pasuk Al Vayhi Vayisahi Vayered Yehuda Me'esachav Vayet Ad Ish Adulami Ushmo Chila. At that point, Yehuda went down from his brothers, and he came to a man from Adulam, and his name was Chira. Rashi Lama Nismacha Parsha Zu. Classic Rashi question: why is this parsha follow up the previous parsha? Lakan the Hifsik be Parsha Sosher Yosef. Why did we stop the story of Yosef in the middle to tell us the story of Yehuda? Lalamit Shehoridu Echav Migdulaso Kishero Betzaras Havim. When they saw how much pain they had put their father into, they basically deposed Yehuda as the leader of the Shvatim. Amru, they said, Ata Amarta L'machro, you told us to sell him. Ilu Amarta L'hoshivo, if you would have told us to bring him back, Hayinu Shomlecha, we would have listened to you. Pasuk Zayin, Vayhi Er B'chor Yehuda, Ra B'nei Hashem, Vayimiseu Hashem. And Er, the firstborn of Yehuda, was bad in the eyes of Hashem, and Hashem killed him. Ra B'nei Hashem, Rashi, Kiraso shel Onain mashche zara. The same as we'll see it by Onain, where it's more explicit in the pasuk, he was destroying his zera. Shenemar ba'onain vayames gam oso. Kemisaso shel er, misaso shel onan. Because it says in the pasuk, also he killed Onan, meaning for the same reason as Er was Onan killed. V'lama haya Er mashche zara. Why was he doing this? Why was he being mashche zara? Kidei shelotis aber. He didn't want Tamar to become pregnant. V'yakchish yofya. And that would destroy her beauty. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayomer Yehuda l'Samar kalaso shvi almana beis avich. Yehuda said to his daughter-in-law Tamar, sit as an almana in your father's house. Ad yigdal Sheila bini, until my son Sheila grows up that he could marry you. Ki amar pen yamus gam hu kecha, because he was saying to himself, maybe he'll die like his brothers. Vatelech Tamar vateshev beis aviha, and Tamar went and she sat in her father's house. So here Rashi says. He was lying to her. He was just trying to push her aside because he didn't want to marry her off, because he was afraid that she was going to kill his next son, his last son. She already has a chazaka that her husbands will die, and therefore we don't want her to marry the next son because I'm afraid he will die as well. Skipping to Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayomer Yehuda, Tikach La, let Tamar keep what she had. This was after the whole Maisa with him and her, where he gave her the mashkon. Let her keep what she has. He couldn't find her to pay her. Pen nielavuz, lest this lead to greater, further disgrace. Hinei shalachti agedi azev, atalom etzasa. I sent the payment, I sent the gedi, and I didn't find her. Rashi over here. Tikach la yia shala ma shebiyada. And the one we have on the list here. Hinei shalachti agedi azev. Lefisha rima Yehudas aviv bigdi izim. Since Yehuda tricked his father with the gedi, this is a shehit biel ksonas Yosef bedama, because they dipped the coat of Yosef into its blood. Rimu gam oso bigdei izim. That's why he was tricked with a gedi as well. Little mida keneged mida. Pazak chafei. He mutseis v'hi shalcha as chamia lemor. She was being taken. I mean, Tamar was found pregnant, and she was going to be taken out to be burned. And she sent a message to her father-in-law saying, "Isha sher eila lo anochi hara. I am pregnant to the one to whom this belongs." Please, please recognize to whom belongs these items, this signet ring and this cord, this other personal item that he had given her. So who do these things belong to? So Rashi, she sent a message to Yehuda. He didn't want to embarrass him saying, "I'm pregnant from you." She said, "The man to whom this belongs." If he wants to admit on his own, let him admit it. And if not, let them burn me and I will not embarrass him. From here, Chazal say, better to be thrown into a fiery furnace than to publicly humiliate your friend. Rashi says, this is asking for a request. He's making a request. Haker na boracha, please recognize your creator, recognize the Rabbanu Shalom, va'al ta'abed shalosh nefashos, and don't cause three souls, meaning herself and the two twins who are inside of her, to be lost from this world. Pazakav zayin, vayhi be'es l'dita, v'nei se'omim bivitna. And it was the time she was giving birth, it turned out there were twins inside of her, in her womb. Rashi, v'hinei se'omim, male, it's written with the aleph, ulahalan tomim chaser. Earlier on by Yaakov and Esav, it said tomim without the aleph. Lefisha echad rasha aval elu shneim tzadikim, because Esav was a rasha. But here both Zerach and Peretz were tzadikim. Going to Perek Lamed Tes Pasuk Aleph. Yosefu rab Mitzrayim. Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. Vayikneu Potifar Sris Paro Sara Tabochim, and he was purchased by Potifar, the head butcher of Paro, Ish Mitzrim Yad Ishmaelim, who was an Egyptian man, from the hands of the Ishmaelim, Asher Horiduhu Shama, the ones who brought him down there. Rashi, Yosef Hurad, Chozer Linyan Risha. Now we're going back to the story of Yosef. Ela Shehivsik Bo Kedei Lismok Yiridaso Shel Yehuda L'Mechiraso Shel Yosef Lomar L'Chosh Bishvilo Horidu Migdulaso. It's put right next to the story of the downfall of Yehuda to tell you that's why Yehuda fell down, because he was involved in the selling of Yosef. Va'od Kedei Lismok Maisa Ishto Shel Potifar L'Maisa Tamar. To put the story of Eishes Potiphar next to the story of Tamar, lo melacha mazu l'shem shamayim, avzu l'shem shamayim. Each one of the women in this case was doing it for the right reasons. Sherasa b'itzdarologin shelo she'asid l'hamid banav mimenu. She saw in the stars that she was supposed to have children from Yosef. Ve'ene yodas im mimena im mibita. He didn't know if it was going to be from her or from her daughter, whom Yosef eventually married. If we're going to assume, like Rashi says in Parshas Miketz, that Potipharah was the same as Potiphar. Pasuk Gimel, Vayara Danav Ki Hashem Ito, his master saw that Hashem was with him. V'chol asher hu oseh, Hashem matzliach biyado. And everything that he did, Hashem caused to be successful. Rashi, Ki Hashem Ito, Shem Shamayim Shagar Befiv. He constantly mentioned Hashem's name. Somebody would ask him how he was doing. He would say, Baruch Hashem, thank God, things are good. So he was being Makadi Shem Shamayim constantly. Pasuk Vav, Vayezov Kol Asher Lo B'Yad Yosef. He left everything in the hands of Yosef. Lo Yada Itom Uma. He did not know anything what was going on. Ki Malecham Asher Hu Ochel. If not, except for the bread that he was eating. Vayhi Yosef Yifei Tzoar V'Yifei Mare. And Yosef was beautiful of form and beautiful of appearance. Rashi, Vayhi Yosef Yifei Tzoar. Kevan Shera Atzma Moshel. He saw he was ruling over the household. Hischil Ocha V'Shosu Misalso B'Saro. He started eating and drinking and curling his hair. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Avicha Mis'abel V'atam Misalso B'sarecha. What, your father is in mourning and you're curling your hair? Ani Megare B'cha Es Hadov. I'm going to sick the bear on you And Miyad, right after that, was the story with Eshes Potiphar. We're skipping now to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayhi kayom hazeh. And on that day, it was Vayavo abaisa lasos melachto. He came to the house to do his work. Ve'ein yishman shebayas sham babayas. There was no one else there in the house. So Rashi, lasos melachto. Rabbi Shmuel, machlokas Rabbi Shmuel. Chad omar melachto mamshi. He came to work like normal, any normal day. Ve'chad omar lasos tzrachav ima. No, he came to have the affair with Eshes Potiphar. He saw a vision of his father's face and he couldn't go through with it. Kedisa Maseches Sota, as the Gemara outlines in Maseches Sota. Moving now to Pasuk, Perek Mem, Pasuk Aleph. Vayhi achar hadavarim ha'ile chatu mashke melech Mitzrayim. So the butler of the king of Mitzrayim sinned, v'ha'ofan, the baker as well, against their masters, the king of Mitzrayim. So Rashi explains, Achar, Advarim Ha'ila, after these things, Lefi Shehir Gila Osa Arura Es Atzadik Befi Kulam Ledaberbo, because she gave him over, she spread Lashon Hara about him, everybody was cursing this Tzadik and speaking badly about him. So what happened? What Hashem do? Hevi Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Surchonam Shel Elu. Hashem decided to give them a new bad story to talk about. Sheyifnu aleihem velo alav. They should speak badly about the Saraofim Saramashkim and not about Yosef. Va'od shetavol harvachal atzadik al yedehem. They should cause the salvation of Yosef atzadik. Pasuk hey vayachalmu chalom shnehem ish chalamo belayla echad ish kipisron chalamo. And they had, both of them had a dream. Each one had a separate dream on one night. Everybody dreamed the solution to his dream. Who are we referring to? The butler and the baker of the king of Mitzrayim, who were now locked up in prison. Rashi, vayachamu shnehem chalom. Each one had a dream. Zeh pshuto. That's the simple interpretation of the pasuk. Midrashu, and the Midrash says, kol echad chalom chalom shnehem. Each one had the other. Both of them had the same dream of the other one. Each one had his own dream and the solution to his friend's dream. And that is what it means when it says that the Saraofim, the baker, understood that Yosef was correct in his interpretation, because he had it in his subconscious. He just didn't realize it until he heard it spoken out. And our last Rashi that we'll do from the Parsha this week, Perek Mem, Pasuk Chav Beis. Last Rashi in the Parsha, V'lo zachar saramashkim es Yosef, v'yishkacheu. And the saramashkim did not remember Yosef, despite Yosef's request to the contrary, v'yishkacheu, and he forgot him. V'yishkacheu la'achar mikan. He didn't remember him, previous Rashi, two words. Bo bayom, on that day, and he forgot him afterwards as well. Mipnei shetala bo Yosef bitchono l'zachro. Since Yosef placed his trust in him to remember him, huzkak lios asur shteshanim. He had to then stay two more years in jail. Shenemar Ashrei Agever Asher Sam Hashem Miftacho Velo Pana El Rehavim. Fortune is the person who places his trust in Hashem, doesn't turn to other sources. Velo Batach Al Mitzrayim Hakruim Rahav. What does it mean? He didn't trust in the Mitzrayim, who were called by Lashon Rahav, and that is talking about the story of Yosef.